April the 17th is Palestinian Prisoner Day. Every year on April the 17th, Palestinians commemorate their loved ones who are held in Israeli jails. I met with Abdullah of the Bethlehem Palestinian Prisoners Society, who spoke about the conditions that prisoners undergo.
I'm the director of the Palestinian Prisoners Society in Bethlehem area.
What's your name?
Abdullah Zaghari. The idea of the Palestinian Prisoners Society is coming from inside the jails itself. It's before 1993. This idea to develop between the prisoners themselves. And because in that time there was no institutions take care of Palestinian prisoners inside the Israeli jails, so they decided to establish this institution. And some of them in that time started to be released from the jail. So when they released, they started to organize a committee in order to start working for prisoners in different ways in the Israeli jails. And it started as an office in one city of Palestinian areas. In every Palestinian city we have an office, and just 1 month ago we hold a conference for the members of the Palestinian Prisoner Society in order to elect a committee to work for the prisoners in general. When the Israelis arrested any Palestinian prisoner from any area, especially in Bethlehem, because I am here responsible for this area, the family of the prisoner come to our institution to register that the Israelis arrested this man or this woman in this time. So from the time they coming, we make an statement information about the prisoner, the name, the ID number, the age, the date of birth, all of the information about the prisoner, his situation, medical, all of these things. And we send the lawyer to visit this prison. We have an office that can contact the Israeli administrative to know where is the prisoner. Sometimes they give us an answer and sometimes they didn't give an answer. For example, most of the prisoners from Bethlehem, the Israelis sending them even to Atzion jail, which is close to Bethlehem. So we send the lawyer to the prison and he give us a report about his situation, if he is in the investigation or if the Israelis transfer him to an administrative arrested or anything. If he is an administrative arrested, you know, we couldn't do anything except that the lawyer can make an appointment for the court. And most of the cases, the Israelis refused to discuss anything in this file. For example, if they judged him 6 months under administrative arrested, the lawyer go to the court and the Israelis says that, okay, it is a secret file. We couldn't discuss anything and we can't decrease the time for the prisoner. The other thing is those prisoners who are living more than 1 month or two or three, and there is no time, no exact time, they are living under investigation or in the jails. After that, the lawyer started to follow up their cases, these cases in the Israeli courts, until the prisoner become judged. And sometimes it takes 2 years or 3 years before the prisoner judged. And sometimes it takes 1 year. It depends on the issue. We have a team of lawyers working in our institution. They are three groups of lawyers. Lawyers, they are just, their work is visiting the jails, visiting the prisoners themselves. Every prisoner we need them to visit, they visited him, and they give us a report about his situation. The second kind of lawyers, they are follow up the cases of administrative arrested, which that most of those Palestinians are in the desert. It's in a Nakab jail. And the third one, group of the lawyers are working, follow up the cases in the Israeli courts until the prisoner become judged. And many prisoners think they faced social and psychological problems inside the jails. And sometimes we need to send doctors to the prison, Palestinian doctors, I mean. The Israelis refused. And when they're released, we follow up these cases. If they have problems, we follow up these cases. We have in our institution college, and this college is give the released prisoners opportunity to learn. We help them to continue their study in the university. And others, they can make courses, computer courses, or other things in order to be useful in the society. The issue of Palestinian prisoners is a very big issue. It touches most of the Palestinian families. This day is the day of the anniversary of Palestinian prisoners, which is 17 April. More than 9,500 Palestinian political prisoners inside the Israeli jails. They are distributed in more than 30 prison and jail and cells. For that, the families in this demonstration today, you see them, they are raising their the pictures of their families, the pictures of their children inside the jails more than 5 years ago. Many of them are isolated in the small cells, dirty, no lights, no information, no newspaper, nothing. They are separated from the world. The issue of prisoners, as I told you, it touches all the Palestinian people, and you can see that one-third of the Palestinians since 1967 was entered the jail.
Were you in prison?
Yeah. I myself in prison the first time when I was 16. I spent 6 months the first time. And after that, I arrested three times under administrative arrested. I spent 3.5 years in the jail.
Administrative detention means that you were never charged, you were just held.
You are put in the prison without any charge, without asking you anything, and when the lawyer come to visit you and to come to the court, they refuse to discuss the issue of this kind of arrest. And I think this kind of arrest forbidden, you know, international, because you put the prisoner inside the jail without any judge. They have the law to, it's the Israeli law. They postpone and renew the time for the prisoners. Some of them, after they told them that you are released, and they put them in the buses in order to go home, the decision to renew the time another time is coming. So they come back to the prison. You know, many of the prisoners are, when they are released, they have many problems, psychological, social problems. Israel make many obstacles according to international law. They do whatever they want. They have their courts. You know, the investigator is an Israeli one. The court, Israeli court. Everything by their hands, you know. So they deal with this issue in a kind of policy. They want to make a breach for the Palestinians because they believe and they know that the Palestinians feel, you know, how much this issue make breach for them.
Last week in Nablus, I interviewed a young woman who'd been held in prison for a year under administrative detention. I went to interview her because five girls aged between 16 and 20 were arrested in Nablus last week. Two of the girls witnesses saw had been stripped naked in the street and beaten. The fear amongst the population was that these girls' lives will be ruined. Is there anything that the prisoner society can do for the families and the girls to stop their lives being destroyed?
There's about 120 Palestinian women inside the jails. Some of them are mothers and some of them are underage. The policy of Israel, according to the Palestinian women, too tough. They have a team of lawyers. They are going to visit the jails every time and giving us reports about the situation there. All the time they're going to visit the prisoners, they bring reports about a new bad situation that the Israelis deal also the women inside the jails. For very simple things, they put the women in isolated cells.
The young woman I interviewed last week said that they would be hosed in the cells and they'd put CS gas into the cells where they were held prisoner.
Every time this has happened, every time. You know, when the women want to do, for example, they want a newspaper in the prison. If the Israelis refused, you know, sometimes they make a hunger strike for one day. Or they return a meal. Because of that, the Israelis want to make pressure for them. They bring gas, they bring water, they bring clubs, heat them, beat them a very tough way. Many of them wounded during this kind of clashes happened inside the jail itself.
And is there no international body? Did Amnesty International do anything?
Well, in fact, nobody can do anything. Yani Israel, as I told you, they have an Israeli law. And nobody, yani we, but in this time, we claim the international community. We claim the human rights institutions that they couldn't do anything with this kind of issues with the Israeli soldiers, with the Israeli police, about how they are treating the prisoners in this way. So many times we send reports to the international community, to the human rights community, to Amnesty, to all of these institutions, to tell them what happened inside there. We need international protection for those prisoners. We need an international lawyer to come and to visit the prisoners themselves and to see how it is very bad situation dealing inside these jails.
Children are growing up in Palestine. They must be aware that they're going to have to spend a proportion of their life in prison. Do you work with schools to try and prepare children for this experience?
Just in Bethlehem, Israel arrested more than 47 children. Most of them are students in secondary or preparatory school, and they arrested them. You know, this kind of arrested, the soldiers started to beat the prisoners from the time they arrested them to make them afraid. From it's like a shock. This kind of children, you know, they, when they arrested the first time, they come afraid, you know. So the Israelis started to beat them by weapons, different kind of torture. So the prisoners sometimes signed for papers they didn't know what is written in these papers. When they go to the court, they judge them 1 year or 2 years without anything. Many of those people or those children were arrested when they going back from school in the checkpoint, or the Israelis in midnight going to their homes and arrested them and put them in the jail. So many, many problems face those kind of prisoners. Some of those prisoners, Israel used them to be a collaborator, you know, because they are children. They don't have any experience, so Israel started to make pressure for them in order to use them as a collaborator in the future. And sometimes, in fact, sometimes they succeed.
So that's really condemning those children to death in a way.
Yeah, of course. They are victims.
In school, is there not some kind of education to prepare the children for this inevitability?
In our institution also, we have a project, social and psychological support for the Palestinian prisoner families. You know, we have more than 45 prisoners who spent more than 25 years now in the jails. Life sentence.
But without charge.
Those people are struggle against the occupation. After Oslo agreement, they should release all the prisoners. Israel still have more than 1,000 prisoners after Oslo agreement. And from the beginning of this intifada, you know, it's many, many prisoners, more than 40,000 arrested during the last five years. And Israel think that they succeed if they arrested Palestinians and put them in the jail. Maybe they didn't know that when you put those in the jails, they will not forget Palestinian issue, which is in the hearts, which is a right of humans, which is a right to struggle against the occupation. Now you see they are building this wall in order to confiscate more lands and more lands and more lands. It's a new Nakba for the Palestinians. So what do you think the Palestinians will do? Do you think that they will accept it, all of these things? Of course they will not accept it. Of course they will continue their struggle, which is the international community accepted and give the right for the Palestinians or for any person in the world to struggle against this kind of military occupation. All of the Palestinians are prisoners of freedom, struggle for freedom. They are struggle to live like other peoples in the world. They are not criminals, you know. Many civilian people enter the jail without anything, you know. During this intifada, it's a campaign of arrested.
It's an Israeli campaign of terror against the Palestinian population.
Yeah, it is. Israel is a very strong state, and they have the power, and they're supported by USA, and they have military weapons, everything. They deal the Palestinians as they are in a big war. You know, the Palestinians are civilians. Most of them are civilians. When you see some of the Palestinians having some clashes or some weapons, very simple weapons, they can't face the bulldozers and the Apache and all of these things. So all the international community give us this right to struggle against the occupation. We are all of the Palestinians looking for freedom, not for anything else. Let the occupation leave, and you will see that the Palestinians are peace people. We are not like today to die or to continue clashes and continue all of these terrible things. And Israel and soldiers plant the heat in our hearts against them, you know. By this.
If you would like to offer your support to the Bethlehem Palestinian Prisoners Society, please visit www.ppsmo.org, or you can email info@ppsmo.org. This is Penny Quinton for IMEMC and Indie Media Radio London.